I'm very
happy. It's delicious.
So I've been at this location for 9 years already. I started working on the other one downtown Houston. So when we do a lot of, you know, like I used to work before that, I worked for the Hyatt Hotel for 24 years as a chef of downtown Houston. And after that, I left the company in 2008, and I started working for Burkhan in 2009. But I've been almost 14 years here with this company. So at the beginning, it was kind of hard for me to travel over here because I live close to the Beltway 8 in 290, which is way back.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh.
You know? So I had to drive all the way, you know, but the beginning was kind of hard, but now it's like, you know, not really no problem no more. But if you have any questions, please let me know. You know, about any day, Lisa, you know, she's tried to book a lot of banquets here with us, you know, but what happened last 2019, put everybody behind, you know, we had to, everybody struggled with business, so we had to let a lot of people go, and we had to start building them back together again. So we lost a lot of team workers here too, because, you know, you can't have everybody here. At that time, we just do no dine-in, everything was just take out. But now everything's coming back, you know, to like, not to normal yet, but a lot of people still there, kind of scared to dine in without the mask, you know. But hopefully everything will get better and, you know, we can go back on track, you know. But I have a lot of experience by working in hotels and stuff like that. But if you have any questions, please feel free to ask Lisa. And, you know, I cannot do much because everything is well booked over, but relied by booked menus. I cannot go out there. Sometimes I have to do it, but they don't let me do it. Like, you know, like, from the hotel, you can be creative, you can do a lot of different things. But here, it's just straight buka, the recipes, everything is just buka.
It's delicious.
Very good. The first day that I came to work here, I'll never forget this, I saw him go back here, and there was this big vat, and he was stirring it, and I thought, what do they do here? And he was making marinara sauce. So it's made fresh in-house every day.
Wow.
It's amazing,
the
big old
man
of it.
Just to give a little bit of story about me, I do the Super Bowl twice. Oh. I do the Grand Prix in downtown Houston, 1998-99. Oh. So the first one, that was really fun, because that was the first time we have 24,000 people that we had to feed breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
For starting Wednesday all the way through Sunday. So I started working there like on Tuesday, never go home on Sunday.
Ooh.
But now I never get any, at least 5 minutes sleep, never sleep.
Wow.
25,000 people, wow.
So we had to feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
We had to be at past the gate into the downtown. They closed the gates at 6 a.m. Nobody can go in or out. So we had to have all the 18 wheels trucks to load all the food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the first year was really, I don't think I want to be able to do that again, but that was really, all my team that was there, not everyone of them make it all the way through because that was working like day and night without sleeping.
Okay?
But also at the same time, I do a lot of good things, like I cook for the president of the United States too.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
George Bush, his son too, so you know, and John Kerry, you know about John Kerry, that's the guy from the Congress. So I cook for him too once. And to the point that I had to do all my check, my background check before I, you know, working with this secret service right next to you, it's not fun. I was sitting here and I had all my team on the main kitchen.
You want to mention you didn't put that in there.
Everybody just, you know, watching me like this. If I need to go to the water cooler, they were behind me.
Wow.
So we got all the secret service everywhere in the elevator. They got the dogs and everything, but it was just really tight. So, but at least I have the opportunity to do something like that in my life.
That's awesome.
Resume. That's an awesome resume. Good job.
Yeah, that was really intense, but I really content that you are dreaming in your life to do something like that, but you know, not everybody had a chance to do that.
That's right.
So, a couple years ago, I had to go to the Capitals, Washington, D.C., to get a tour over there at the White House, and I was in the Supreme Court.
Wow.
I stayed there for like an hour. But it was really, really nice.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
That's part of my history.
But I can tell you.
Tonight, Jesse is going to draw a card and someone's going to...